13 goals in the first quarter.
13?
13.
Not 13 goals in the first quarter.
13!
Oh, yeah. Rooster, you stop trying to give me the old ba-bong. Get ready for the 13.
Hello. Oh, can you wake the boys up out the back? They're a bit sleepy this morning.
I can't talk. I'm a bit weird. What about that? I know you would have got there probably after 10 or so minutes, given that you got work
in. 15 minutes into the first quarter, I turned it on.
It was just
I couldn't believe it when I looked at the score. I thought you'd given me the wrong starting time. I thought they must have started at 5:30.
The comparisons to last year's footy in terms of goals, time of quarter, the first quarter went 35 minutes and 9 seconds. The second quarter went 34 minutes. So there's 69 minutes of footy. That's almost a game last year.
That's great entertainment. We should be applauding that. That is great entertainment. Who isn't happy with that this morning?
What?
Who's going to be negative about that this morning, the fact that the game went for as long as it did last night?
Someone will be.
Well, I'm not going to be negative about it. Are you going to be negative about it?
I'm happy to talk about it.
I think you go. Do you want to be negative about it?
I'm happy to talk about it, I said.
Okay, so if I ask you a question about did it go too long, what might you say?
What am I going to say? In an era of sport where most things are getting shorter, I'm not sure going longer is the answer. That's what I would say.
Right. Okay. So
13 goals.
You think we should be monitoring it? Let's
talk
about the game and the way the game was played, given this one thing that they've done has made, I think, even on that small sample size, I think it's made a monumental difference to the way the game and the way the ball is going to be able to be moved.
Yeah. Now,
cuz that's not going to not going to change.
I disagree a bit on this. So I think last night the game just took off, right? And I don't think that was due to the game was going too fast for the man on the mark rule to have any impact. The game last night's start to the game had little to do with the man on the mark, right? It just took off, the game. And then there were aspects that you could move it quicker and all that sort of stuff. But no. This was not coaches putting blokes behind the footy. This was this was no defensive. This was full on go footy. What you're saying, I think, is right.
What enabled that in some way, though?
Because there were no defensive mechanisms.
One of the most defensive mechanisms that we've seen creep into the game is the way the man on the mark operates.
No, I agree with all that. I just don't think this was the best example. I think it was too manic. As the game wore on, you saw really great examples of what you're saying. There will be games this year that don't go as quick where you'll sit back and you'll see it and you'll go, that's how it's going to speed up everything else. But I didn't think last night was particularly earlier. The 13 goals that just went whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Bloke didn't get the mark.
Yeah. See, I didn't see that part so much as I saw the rest of the game. And I thought that, those lanes, those areas where players previously weren't able to move the ball through and were clogged, they weren't clogged anymore.
Yeah, there was a bit of that.
It gave the freedom of ball movement. And the other thing that it put on last night, it puts enormous pressure. Who was the defender? I think it was Dylan Grimes we spoke to a couple of weeks ago. Remember, he said it's going to be a much harder game to play as a defender than it's ever been before. Yeah. Well, I don't know that it'll keep going at that pace. I agree with you on that, but it will open up, and it will be a lot more difficult for defenders to defend because the players up the field, once upon a time, they were instructed, right, to build this grid of players, block those angle kicks, the 45 kicks, all that type of thing, shut it down. They can't do that anymore.
No, don't get me wrong.
Defenders' best friends are that. They've been taken away from them.
I think you're right. I'm not disagreeing in principle. I think it is going to have a really monumental impact on the game. But last night just went.
Wow.
I watched the game, so we were up in the stands. The boys went and commentated. I stayed. I haven't done that for ages, so I was at the St Kilda end in the first quarter when they kicked their 8 goals. The defenders, gee whiz, did they have their tongues hanging out. For the first time in a long time, it was no look around and let's have 7 against 5.
It was non-stop.
It was one-on-one. And those small St Kilda forwards, I tell you, if you're a St Kilda supporter, you get excited about those small forwards they've got. They are got some talent. They put some pressure on. Butler's forward pressure he's brought from Richmond. Jack Higgins' forward pressure he's brought over from Richmond. Oh, Rallone had a day out. they looked exciting, but it is a practice match.
Well, Alan, he's jumped to this conclusion already. The fabric of the game has changed. No contest, no pressure. Crap. That's from Alan Bentley. He's not happy with what he's seeing early in the piece.
It was game one of the Amy Community Series, Al.
There was plenty of pressure out there still. Yeah, I like that pack. You know what? I still think there was enough chaos. I think the maintaining of the chaos or the introduction of more chaos in the game is a great thing. Because I think that's what we've lost with the deliberation of, well, the deliberate way the ball has been moved and the way it's been shut down and the defensive nature of the game. I like that fact last night.
Here's the question then. Do we think the coaches are going to accept, what was it, 34 goals?
No, I don't think coaches want 34 goals. And there'll be some terrible hidings if that was the case. You know, but what it's going to do is it's going to highlight the gap between the best and the worst sides in the competition. I did run into Steve Hocking. Hock yesterday. He was at Channel 7 doing a bit of a spiel yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he did say, and I'm not talking out of school here, he said, look, I don't think all the coaches have revealed yet what they are going to do in terms tactically around the way the game's being played now and the rule changes. So we'll have to sit back and wait and see how that transpires too.
There's another rule which has gone under the radar because we've had so much focus, is that the distance for the fullback kicking. Mm. Now it's going to be significant. So everyone's been pushed back. So it's 15 metre minimum, right? So they're back. So we know that the player can just run out of the square without having to kick the footy. You can get the ball to centre wing most times.
Part of the ground.
Yeah, if you run hard and kick long, then you're going to get it away from that scoring zone, repeat entry scoring zone if you're organised. There was a play late in the game. Again, you're right, they're keeping stuff up their sleeve, but there was a fullback kick in from Doherty in the last couple of minutes that went the length of the ground in the blink of an eye. It was a set play. Mm. He played on, ran hard, kicked it to Pitnet, who was out on the wing, and they tapped it on, got forward. So there were some good things to watch.
Think soccer, though. What do they do in soccer?
I don't watch soccer much.
Okay. Well, what they do in soccer is you don't need to watch soccer very often to understand that they don't defend.
So there's a backhander for
No, but they don't defend.
It's fragile this morning.
They don't defend right up near their own goal.
Right.
They all get back because that's where they need to defend.
It's a long bomb.
Yeah, so that's probably what we're going to see more and more this season as sides become more accustomed to what they can and can't do, is that they're going to allow all that to happen from their own goal, all those kicks, you know, within sort of 40, 50. They'll allow that, and they'll try and push their numbers deeper to the fatter part of the ground so that they can defend.
Now, you got to the game late because of work commitments. I asked you to go and look at Zach Williams before you came on air because it was going to be a topic of conversation.
I've only seen one angle of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's okay.
Right, so this is in the
opening. From what I saw, I don't think he made contact with his head, but you think that he might have because when Long got up, he might have been a little bit unstable on his feet. Is that right? Was it Long?
Long as Hunter Clark, was it?
Was it Hunter Clark?
Hunter Clark, yeah. I saw the replay late. He got up and sort of stumbled backwards for a little second, but he played on, and that was Nick Riewoldt's take. He played on, insufficient force. That's been, you know, the go-to. My take is that concussion, they're going to have, maybe this is a time to take a more serious and hard look at it. You jump off the ground, you hit the player in the head, irrespective of how hard it is.
Mm. Well, I guess that is the thing, though, isn't it? Did he hit him in the head?
Well, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure. Well,
you think he did?
Let me also go and also have another look at it, but I think he did, yep. But
Kramer,
let us know out there.
Okay, getting all sorts of feedback from people about what they saw last night.
Was there a bit of knee-jerk going on or not?
No. Some people don't like it and some people love it. Kramer from Brisbane on the Temper Text loved it. Go back to shorter quarters, 35 minutes, way too long. The game went way too long. They're going to create a bruise-free, uncontested style of non-stop Gaelic football. Boring. That's from Ant out there in Lilydale. 93 tackles in the game. That will increase dramatically in the real season. Perhaps not stopping the clock for boundary throw-ins and bull-ups is a fair compromise. Gary, question mark. What do you think about that?
I do like that. We spoke about that last night as well, Dom. Then you won't worry whether or not the teams will go, right, let's just shut this thing down by, you know, causing stoppages as much as we can. So there's always, you know, there's the unintended consequence of opening the game up last night was seen. Now, I don't suspect for a second we're going to see 13 goal quarters, but the unintended consequence was we've gone from the shorter quarters to a 35-minute quarter because we opened it up and kicked 13 goals. And then there was quite an injury it was quite an injury load last night too, particularly for the Blues. And at three-quarter time, we'd played 100 minutes of footy.
Yeah.
Which was basically the length of the season last night. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, gee, I reckon clubs would be a bit worried here.
About their conditioning?
Well, they played a game by three-quarter time and the frenetic pace that we'd already seen. So they managed it pretty well. They were all out on their feet by the end of it. But
you add that to – they're not going to be able to keep up that pace. You add that to the fact that they've got less breaks in the game as well in terms of the interchange. So that's back down to 75. Mm. So the game is designed in one way to speed it up, in another way to slow it down.
We didn't slow it down last night.
It will over the course of the year, though.
It is.
But we can only talk about what we saw last night. Yeah. And I think the general feedback, I liked what I saw last night.
Yeah, it was great.
You liked what you saw last night. And I think the feedback that we're getting on the text this morning, I think most people like what they
Tim,
saw last night.
It was
night.
8-5 at quarter time. I reckon there were games last year where
that wasn't the score at three
quarter
time.
Through the last quarter, it would be 3-2.
Yeah. No.
So we've got to be thankful for that. But again, it is one game. So it's great to get all your feedback. It looks like a lot of people watched it. And it was great to have AFL back last night.
It was.
It
was
great to hear the crowds booing the umpires and
very early in the piece.
Just kidding. No, it's not that I don't like the umpires being booed. You know what I mean.
You know what? I reckon there are a lot of people that hadn't been to the football obviously for 12 months, and they'd just stockpiled all their boos.
Yes.
And they got to the footy last night and they thought, I'm just going to let them all hang out very early in the piece. I don't care what's going on out there.